Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello and welcome back to the show. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about not letting social media define you. And when I say define you, I mean, you know, not making you feel pressured to do anything or post people or not post people, whatever the situation may be. That is what we're going to be discussing in today's episode. And the first thing I just need to get off my chest is that you do not need anybody's approval. And I say that because I have seen people post things or actually say that they need to post things when they are out or traveling or at dinner or in a club or something because they want people to know that they have a social life or, you know, like they're doing something and they're not just home on a weekend. And honestly, I get the peer pressure because I'm not going to sit here and act like I never posted on my Snap when I was out or something because I wanted people to know that I was out or that I was doing something. You know, I'm not going to act like I've never done that before. But fortunately, I've adopted the mindset that if I want to post it, I will. And if I don't, then I don't. And I don't care who thinks that I'm in the house or I have a life or I'm on vacation. I don't care. And you shouldn't care. As hard as it sounds, as hard as it might be sometimes, you shouldn't care either. Like, you don't have to post everything you do or every outing so people know that you're out this weekend or you're being spoiled on a vacation or vacation. And you don't have to post the nice things you buy or receive from others. Like, you don't have to share everything. You don't have to share every part of your life. It's okay for some things to be private. And I'm not clowning or talking down on anybody who choose to overshare. You know, obviously it's your page. You do whatever you want. And if people disagree, then they can unfollow you, even though they don't. But, you know, it's your profile. Ultimately, you can do whatever you want. But I'm just focusing on the pressure to be a certain way or post different things to fit in or to get other people's approval. Because the thing is, and I'm sure you've heard this a million times before, but social media is pretty much a highlight reel. People will only post the best parts of their lives, right? They will not post the times where they were late on their rent payments or the times where their credit score dropped because they bought nice things on their credit card and they couldn't pay off the credit card and then they were over the 30% utilization. Like, people will not share these things. They will not share when things are not going well. And I don't say that to be a hater or to be negative, but I say that because sometimes that is the reality for some people. They are living or portraying a certain persona online and people envy them thinking their lives are perfect when in reality it's not. You never know what's going on behind closed doors. So stop idolizing the people you see online and don't worry about trying to be like them or trying to do things to gain anybody's approval because nobody really has their shit together, honestly. Like, some people might have it really close to being together, but like I said, you just never know what's going on. So that's why you shouldn't strive to be like other people and you shouldn't, you know, feel like you need anybody's approval for what you do in your life or how you live your life. Because the thing is, you might be trying to be like somebody else you see online because they look like they have their life together. And they probably trying to be like that person too. Because in reality, they know that the persona that they are portraying on social media is not their reality. So both of y'all are trying to get to that point realistically. And it's a waste of time. You don't have to be like anybody else and you don't need anybody's approval. And another thing, some people are influencers. Like, it is their job to take pictures and promote different products and just have an aesthetic feed and, you know, have a lifestyle blog essentially on their Instagram. Like, that's actually their job. So some people look at that and they think, oh, this person is doing all these things and blah, blah, blah. But like, that's their job. They're not necessarily doing it and just enjoying life. Like, they are posting because that is what they get paid to do. Now, of course, you can enjoy that. But the reason I say this is because I had a conversation with one of my coworkers, and he told me that he went to Chicago and he was trying to enjoy the tourist attractions like the Bean, and he could barely get any photos of him and his friends because he said that there were a lot of people or influencers having like full-on photo shoots at those tourist attractions. So I thought that was really funny because I can picture it in my head because, I mean, that's what people do if you're an influencer. You know, you have to have those photo shoots. You have to have the content to post on your social media. But it's interesting from his perspective because he doesn't even have social media, and he was so annoyed by the fact that he couldn't enjoy something because someone was having a photo shoot. It's not even about him being annoyed with the whole experience. It's the fact that, you know, these things do happen. People do have full-on photo shoots when they go out because they are content creators. They are influencers. They need the content for their pages. And I say all of this to segue into something that I really want to talk about. And it's the reason why I haven't posted much on my own personal social media pages. So some time ago, I think it was around 2017 or 2015, or like a really long time ago, I read this post somewhere online saying that most people live their lives through the lens of their cameras. So essentially, it's like you'd be at an event or a ceremony or an outing or just anywhere with your friends, alone, whatever. And it will be a quote unquote Instagrammable moment. And most people will take out their cameras and they will record everything. Like if you're at a concert, you see all these phone lights on because people are just recording the concert to post on social media versus actually enjoying it themselves. And what they mean by you view it through your camera lens is instead of actually being in the moment and putting your phone away and enjoying it and looking at it with your own eyes, you are recording so you can post it later on. So you're looking at it through your camera lens. You're looking at your phone screen. You're not actually paying attention to what is going on around you. You are trying to capture the moment on your phone to post on social media. And this hit me like a ton of bricks because I realized that I was guilty of the same thing. And you know, now that I think about it, I think I probably read that sometime in 2013 because I was still in St. Lucia at the time, and that was the year that I left. So I read this right after New Year's that year. So basically, New Year's that year, I went on the beach by my house with my great-grandmother and my aunt and my uncle to watch the fireworks. And I remember literally taking out my phone and then trying to record the fireworks the entire night. Like the entire night. I never actually looked at it through my eyes. I looked at it through my camera lens because I was trying to record all of it the entire night. And I never really allowed myself to be present in the moment. Basically, I was trying to record like a snippet of one of those bigger fireworks. And I didn't want to record one long video of all of it the entire night. So I was trying to get a little snippet, and I would record one, and every time I would stop recording, I would see bigger fireworks. So then I would turn the camera on and I would try to time it and get those fireworks that were like, you know, the bigger fireworks that they send off after all of them. Like the last set is always like the best. So I was trying to get that, and I was trying to time it instead of taking one long video. And every time I stopped the the video, I would notice what I looked at was better than what I caught on camera. So I just ended up trying to film over and over. And before I knew it, the fireworks were done. And I didn't even get to enjoy the moment because I was trying to record everything on my phone. So I read that story online and it hit me like a ton of bricks because I thought back to that moment. And then I said, you know what? From now on, whenever I go somewhere, I'm doing something, I will be fully present and I will not have my phone out. And that's pretty much what I've been doing for the past couple of years. And that's why I barely post on my own Instagram, because it's not that I don't do anything or I don't have moments to share. I barely take pictures now because every time I'm doing something fun, I try to just put my phone away and be present. Just give people my undivided attention and just enjoy myself in the moment. And I love it here, to be honest. I truly love it here. Like, when you're present, you just have so much more fun. And I do post on Instagram, like, my stories every now and then. But in terms of taking pictures for my feed and all of that, I haven't done that in so long. It's like, it doesn't even seem natural to me anymore. Like, when I go out, I never say, okay, let's take pictures. I never do that, ever. It's just not even common for me anymore. And there's nothing wrong if you take pictures, because what I've realized too is that out of all of the memories that I've had, sometimes as the years pass, you tend to forget about certain things until like somebody brings it up and it's like, oh yeah, that happened. So I decided that I would start documenting my memories now and taking pictures of myself to post every now and then. Because like I said, there's nothing wrong with that, right? So in my opinion, it's mainly about just making sure that even though you're documenting, you are also being present and you're not neglecting the people and the experiences in the moment while you're trying to take pictures just to post on social media. Now, y'all, the next thing I want to talk about is so extremely important, and that is, you do not have to be like everyone else. And let me just say this. I briefly mentioned this earlier, but I want to go into depth on this topic. You do not have to talk like other people. You do not have to dress like other people. You do not have to do what other people are doing, etc., etc. And the thing that is just resting on my spirit, and I know I might get some hate for this, but, or maybe not, but the thing that I've noticed is that every YouTuber or influencer always says they are quote unquote super excited about A, B, and C. Like, the term super excited is so played out, in my opinion. I feel like that somehow became the default when somebody has to announce something or talk about something. And I don't know if this makes sense to you, but the reason I say this is because I will hear people say that term super excited, and it's not even something that it sounds like they would normally say. It sounds like they are just saying it because that's what other people are saying, and that's just the norm. And that's what I mean. Like, people like Kelly Stamps on YouTube blew up because she is different, right? She has a different personality. She has a different vibe to her channel. So people flock to her because it's not like everybody else. And I feel like with the example of this phrase, super excited, people say that because it seems like that's what you have to say when you want to announce something. I mean, even if you are excited about it, the point is, I just know not everybody talks like that. Not everybody says that in real life. It's like when you send an email at work and you say things like, sounds good, etc. And you know you don't talk that way in real life. You're just putting up a front because you feel like you have to be professional or because you are in a professional setting. I see that carrying over a lot on social media, and that's why I felt the need to address it, because you do not have to sound like everybody else. You don't have to say the same things. And like, certain people have an aesthetic that works for them. That's what they like. And that aesthetic can be applied to their feed on Instagram or just the way that they dress, like they like a certain look. And people feel like in order for them to be a certain way or be successful, et cetera, or because they like that person's style, that they have to be exactly like them, and you don't. It looks good on them and it inspires you because it is their style. They are being true to themselves. It may not look good on you because that might not be your thing. Like style and speech and different things, I feel like these things are person specific. It's not generic, right? When you try to be like everybody else, there becomes nothing special about you. Like, you are unique within your own reign. Like, you need to focus on what makes you unique, what makes you stand out. And that's what you put forward when you present yourself on social media or in real life. I say social media because, you know, you might be wanting to grow a channel or something, grow an Instagram, or just basically establish your personal brand, because your personal brand applies whether or not you have social media. But the point is, you need to focus on what makes you unique and stop trying to be like everybody else. I am so tired of hearing people say they are super excited. It's half of the things people are super excited about, it's not even that deep. It has just become so common to say super excited that everybody just throws it in their videos. And for some people, it sounds like that's what they would say. And for some people, it sounds like you are doing a lot right now. Like, that's not you. So the whole point of this rant that I just went on is just focus on what makes you unique. Okay? Just focus on what makes you unique. I will be launching my podcast on YouTube in the very next episode. So make sure you click the link in the description to subscribe. Just a shameless plug. But I will be launching my podcast on YouTube. And I thought a lot about how I want to set up the background and, you know, like what kind of clothes I want to wear, what kind of vibe I want to present. And I was looking at other podcasts that are on YouTube, and some of them seem very formal, but I feel like with me being me, I want something that's going to be, you know, cozy and just relaxed and conversational, you know, just like that's the vibe I'm going for. So I'm not going to try to create a setup or an aesthetic like what I've been seeing, because regardless of how successful some of these podcasts are, I feel like it works for them. It will not work for me, you know? And I know a lot of people tend to, you know, dress up when they film YouTube videos. And I haven't decided if I'm going to do that yet. I mean, in real life, I like to dress up. I'm definitely one of those extra people. But realistically speaking, when I record podcast episodes, like for example, right now, I am chilling in like a lounge set from Fashion Nova, like one of those fleece. I think it's fleece, but it's very comfortable. Like I record in comfortable stuff like that. So, you know, you might see me in my lounge set when I'm filming those YouTube video episodes. And sometimes you might see me dressed up. I mean, it really depends, but I feel like this new phase is challenging me to basically practice what I'm preaching on this episode, because I have to find my voice. And it's going to be trial and error, because just a side note, you know, I realized that I have to move in the next 2 months, and you know, I picked a very interesting time to record episodes to publish on YouTube when I have to move. And, you know, my living situation will not be stable for the next few months. But, you know, we're going to make it work. Okay, I'm going to make it work. But that's besides the point. The point here, people, is focus on finding your own voice and what makes you you. And just stick to that. And you will attract your tribe. You will attract people who like you for you, just genuinely being yourself, and you won't have to pretend to be anybody else. And please, if you're one of those people who like to, you know, document your moments, just make sure that you are also living in the moment as well. You are also being present and you're not trying to put everything on social media to post or for whatever reason. Just, you know, make sure you are also present in those moments with the people that you care about. And don't worry about what anybody else is doing on social media, because child, that's none of your business. Okay, that's none of your business. And, you know, you never know what people are going through behind closed doors. People do not post when they are struggling. They only post the highlight reels. So don't get it confused and feel like some people just have it so good and then they struggle in low key. Just focus on yourself. So that is all for this week. Thank you for listening. And as always, the usual spiel. Don't forget to leave a 5-star rating as well as a review on Apple Podcasts. I would really appreciate it. And then also don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel and turn on the bell notification, because the very next episode will be published on YouTube. That is right. We are expanding to YouTube. So if you ever wanted to see what I look like while I record, or if you want a visual component as well while you listen to the podcast, make sure you subscribe. Thanks again for listening, and I will talk to you next week and on YouTube.
The $99 Cedar Point Gold Pass is back. You can get unlimited visits this fall and all of 2025 at America's Roller Coast. You'll also get thrills of all sizes, splash-tastic fun, free parking, and hollow weekends. It's all for our lowest price of the season. Just $99 plus applicable taxes and fees. Online only. Get your 2025 Gold Pass and start planning your visit at cedarpoint.com.